Davis, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. Law enforcement sources tell ABC News the FBI and New Orleans police do not believe anyone else was involved in the terror attack in the French Quarter, and that the attacker planted the improvised explosive devices himself before driving through the New Year's crowd. Jim Maurer and his wife were in that crowd visiting from Iowa.
We were in the middle of the street. The truck was coming right towards us, but luckily we did see it and hear it quickly enough to get ourselves out of the street, but unfortunately, right in front of us, several others did not.
Over 30 people were hurt. The attacker, Shamsuddin Jabari, 42-year-old U.S. citizen who served in the Army. President Biden will convene his national security team this afternoon for updates. This afternoon also features the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. Homeland Security investigations helping to secure the game that was postponed by one day. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An update on the victims of the Abundant Life school shooting. The two victims who were in critical condition have now been upgraded to fair condition. In a statement released by UW Health, their family said they were grateful for the respect of their privacy and thanked American Family Children's Hospital. Four others were shot. They were all released from the hospital the week of the shooting. A reminder that the Abundant Life Christian School Recovery Fund is still active. You can find a link to it on the United Way of Dane County's website. If you want to spend more time outside in 2024, there are changes to Wisconsin State Park pass system. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin State Parks are now moving to a new 12-month admission pass. It's something that's been available in surrounding states and will now be here in Wisconsin. The new pass, available for purchase, will be valid for an entire year from the day you buy it, when previously all passes expired on December 31st, even if you bought it just a few months prior in October. With the new pass, let's say you purchase it in February. It'll be good until the following February. The pass will be marked to indicate the month and year in which it'll expire. I'm Brittany Merlot for Civic Media News.
And sauerkraut, anyone? While the discussion of hot or cold varies depending on if your traditions are German or Polish, just about everybody agrees sauerkraut is a popular topping for brats. One of the world's leading producers of sauerkraut is moving its headquarters to Wisconsin. Fermented Food Holdings Incorporated is investing $13 million to expand local production in Bear Creek and relocate their corporate headquarters to Madison. This will create 60 full-time jobs, with 41 of them being in the small town of Bear Creek. It will also bring production closer to local farmers. Wisconsin is the fourth largest producer of cabbage in the United States. This move will help the company directly source organic fresh ingredients from our Wisconsin farmers. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brooklyn Nets are back in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks at Fiserv Forum. The two teams played just a week ago. The Nets won that one, 111-105. The NFL has named three Packers players to the Pro Bowl: safety Xavier McKinney, running back Josh Jacobs, and defensive end Rashawn Gary. Meanwhile, Jair Alexander's season is over. He had to have his right knee scoped Tuesday after weeks of swelling and pain. He suffered a torn PCL back in October against the Jaguars. Head coach Matt LaFleur:
it's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, yeah, it's a tough deal for all of us.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love:
that's tough. Anytime, you talk about season-ending injuries, guys not being able to come back, it's tough. Going to be praying for John, and hopefully he can recover. But, it's tough. You know, feel for the guy, definitely wants to be out there. So it's tough.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We will see a little sunshine at some point this afternoon. Our high today, 27, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 12 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 18. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Jimmy Kay will be in for Rocker.
And we'll get to some of the stories we missed on Thursday.
Join us first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
A statement from the Marquesanos' sister, Michelle, said, quote, "We hope that those visiting this sacred site understand that these were real people who sacrificed our freedom and that they are honored and respected accordingly." Did the Trump campaign fail to honor her wishes, their wishes?
No, Kristen, they honored the wishes of the 13 families whose children died at Abbey Gate. Those families wanted the photos. They told me yesterday that they specifically asked President Trump for the photos. Obviously, headstones at Arlington are close to each other. And when you take a photo of your loved one, when you take a photo of your loved one, then other headstones are going to be present as well. Frankly, I think it's pretty disappointing that the New York Times went and found a family whose headstone was featured in that photograph of another Gold Star family, and then went to them to try to embarrass the Gold Star families who wanted President Trump.
Oh, Tom Cotton. He's so awful. Which is why we need to counter that with wonderful, and that is in the form of Charlotte Clymer.
Yeah.
Yay! I accosted at the DNC. Can we just reenact this love story? So I'm with Dan Goldberg. I'm there to support her. She is speaking. I'm so proud of her for at the event, a LGBTQ Victory Fund event that was honoring Pete Buttigieg. And so we're walking out, and I see Charlotte. I'm not sure if tackle is the word, but you were very gracious. I was like, oh, my God, I wanted to meet you forever.
You made my morning, let me tell you.
Aww. And then you came on with us at the DNC, and you were fantastic. I got to see you at the Women for Harris luncheon, which was fantastic with Gwen Walls. But I just, Charlotte, I've been talking about this as you have. This is my past to see my mother, who I just interred with my dad at Arlington in July. And I keep saying I alternate between crying and getting so angry I'm going to lose my FCC license talking about this. And you wrote this, you know, as someone that served, obviously, you wrote this beautiful piece, this thread where you start with, "We practice with caskets that were stored outside our barracks building to simulate the weight of honored remains. We toss several full sandbags into the belly of the casket, and for hours we would go through our exact movements over and over and over." It just was a whole thread, Charlotte, about how reverently you treat this sacred duty, and as do all the employees at Arlington, one of whom apparently got assaulted by the Trump campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Just talk a little bit about this.
Sure. So Donald Trump's campaign organized a remembrance ceremony at Arlington. Didn't really consult with the cemetery at all. Didn't really invite members of the media. Just did their own thing. And the cemetery officials made it very clear to the campaign that the only folks who are allowed to take video and photographs in Section 60, which is where those who died in Iraq and Afghanistan are buried, only cemetery officials are allowed to take video and photo in that section of the cemetery. And that's for a very good reason, because it's frequently visited by surviving loved ones of those who were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the Trump campaign thought this rule did not apply to them. And what is so clear at this point is that they organized this event specifically so they could claim that there was an event in Arlington that President Biden and Vice President Harris did not attend. It was the most cynical, selfish, narcissistic thing that Trump could have done at this hallowed ground that honors 400,000 veterans, killed service members and their families who are buried there in the cemetery and who have given so much to our country and whom, you know, we should do everything we can to honor. And in the midst of this, a cemetery official goes to let the campaign know, to remind them, hey, you're not allowed to take photo and video here. That's our job. We do that in order to protect the privacy of families who are visiting the section. And they assaulted her and verbally abused her.
Yeah.
And then took the video that they made and turned it into a campaign ad that they put across their digital platforms, including on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I've been very angry. I'm trying not to cuss right now. I've been very angry.
Me too.
all my veteran friends and families have been angry, because this is once again part of a long pattern in which Donald Trump blatantly disrespects service members and their sacrifices and those who are taking on the almost impossible task of dignifying the memory of those who are lost and their families. And it really makes me angry.
Yeah. And then since then, of course, he just makes everything worse, right? Blaming the Gold Star family, say it was set up by the Biden administration. I mean, blaming Kamala Harris for, I don't even know. I mean, it's so disgusting that like everything else, he never takes responsibility for anything. You know, Charlotte, what I was saying, because this is still so, you know, close to my heart. It says right on my pass to go see my mom and dad in Arlington. It says this vehicle pass is for visiting your loved one's gravesite only. It is not for visiting any other location within the cemetery. But you're right.
Right.
They don't think any rules apply to them. It's not, you know, it doesn't need to say on here, it's not for going around and taking effing selfies, thumbs up selfies at other people's gravesites. I mean, it just, the things you think you would have to tell a decent human being, right? But Donald Trump is not one, is he?
No, he's not. And I'll tell you what, I served 3 years in the Army Ceremonial Unit in Arlington. So when you see pictures of soldiers carrying flag draped caskets and folding the flag, transporting urns to their final resting place, that was by unit. That's what we did. We trained to do that. And it was a constant, grueling, stressful process. That was 3 years, every day, day in and day out, in which we were training for that specific purpose. And, you know, when I look back on that time, here's what I remember most vividly. Most of us were young people, between ages 18 and 23 on average.
Yeah.
We partied. We had a good time on the weekends. We did our own thing. We might fight. We might argue. We might disagree with each other on politics. But the moment we stepped into that cemetery, all of that stuff went out the window.
Yeah.
Our entire focus was on ensuring that we were offering the most dignified experience that we could for all of these families traveling to Arlington from across the country.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I remember like it was yesterday, it was 40 years ago, my dad got the horse-drawn carriage and the, you know, 21-gun salute, and I remember because I was sitting next to my mom, them handing her the flag and the precision and just dignity and sacredness they do all of it with. You know, it's not just our sacred ground because you lost friends and my parents are there. It's America's sacred ground, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And every Memorial Day, or almost every Memorial Day, I visit the cemetery. I'll visit my friends' graves. I'll visit the graves of people that I admire or people I looked up to. You know, this really is such hallowed ground. And there may be In fact, I'm just going to say that I'm not even going to qualify the statement. There is no more hallowed ground than Arlington National Cemetery in our country.
Yeah.
Not the Capitol, not the White House, not anywhere else. It's Arlington. Arlington is where nothing else matters except for those who gave their all, literally gave their all for our country and in service to Americans.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes me angry. It doesn't surprise me. And by the way, I want to be very clear about this. For me, this is not a partisan thing.
Yeah.
It's not. I'm a proud Democrat. I'm certainly supporting Vice President Harris in this election. But all of the Republicans and conservatives that I know who are in my life are angry about this, too.
Yes.
It's a slap in the face.
Yeah. We have so little time in so many ways. Donald Trump is despicable. But one reason we know God is a Democrat is that you were booked today. Donald Trump is still, the despicable Arlington thing is still in the news. And secondly, the thing he said about trans people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is hard to underestimate how despicable this is for him to put out this, oh, kids just go to school willy-nilly and schools are operating on them, sending them home a different. I mean, I don't know what idiotic subset of the population actually believes that's true, but he must believe some segment does, right?
I think he knows it's not true.
Yeah.
I think he absolutely knows it's not true. And I want to be very clear for the folks who are watching right now and listening. There are no trans kids getting surgeries. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. In fact, here's what's really going to blow your mind. On an annual basis, there are about 3,000 young women under the age of 16 who get elective breast enhancement surgery every year.
Yeah.
Not life-saving enhancement surgery, elective breast enhancement surgery. And by the way, that is none of my business. That is a decision between that young woman and her family and her doctors. That's none of my business. But it is bizarre to me that the Republican Party would attempt to weaponize this completely non-existent issue,
right,
while they completely ignore all the cases in which there are non-trans kids getting elective surgeries on their bodies.
Yeah.
Makes no sense to me.
Yeah. I did not have that. You'll be shocked to know. Chris once asked me when I was shopping for sexy liberal dresses, don't they make dresses for surfboards?
Oh, God. You look fabulous, by the way.
You look fabulous.
You look,
okay.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
oh, I know. Don't worry.
So, you know, just on this same subject quickly, Jimmy McCain, as you probably know, the youngest son of John McCain, has endorsed Kamala Harris while delivering a sharp rebuke of Trump over his photo op at Arlington. To your point that a lot of, you know, Republicans, you know, this is not partisan. It's a human thing. And, you know, we obviously
That's
have
right.
more and more. I don't know if I hear rumors that George W. Bush, Liz Cheney might be, I hope, you know, because you got to go the extra step, Charlotte. You got to endorse Kamala Harris. It is a binary choice in this election. You can't just
That's
say
right.
Donald Trump is a despicable national and international security threat and a traitor. But, you know.
I personally think we're going to see everyone who is essentially very close to George W. Bush endorse Vice President Harris without his significant endorsement, his endorsement himself. And I think that's because it'll be his way of sending a signal like, yes, I do endorse her without explicitly endorsing her. Because that's what his father did, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
George H.W. Bush would always do that. He would have his close aides release public statements, and it was kind of coming from him, but not really. So I think that's what we're about to see in this election.
Oh, interesting. You made a good point. You retweeted someone who said a Harris campaign transferring $25 million to help down ballot races.
Yeah.
I mean, A, that's a winning leader. And B, you know, we're seeing in a lot of these Senate races, you know, that there's already a Kamala effect that we're seeing. Races that we didn't think were going to be competitive, right?
That's right, yeah. And, you know, the Harris campaign has raised, God, how much have they raised at this point? More than $400 million in less than 7 weeks.
Right.
I think
more
it's
than
more than that,
540.
Actually. It's a lot more.
540,
yeah, yeah.
540, I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. That is, by the way, that is more than all of the Democratic candidates raised during the 2008 cycle, during the first four quarters. All eight Democratic candidates. Remember that cycle?
Yeah.
It was President Obama, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
That's more than all of them, and she raised in 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not surprising that she is making sure that we walk into this next year with control of the Senate, with control of the House, with controlled state legislatures, with governor races going our way. I mean, this is a leader. This is a leader who is making sure that the entire party has what they need to win in November.
Charlotte, where are you from? I forget.
The great state of Texas.
Oh, okay. Because I wonder whether goodness gracious is not something you hear every day. it's very ladylike. It's very goodness gracious.
She's trying not to curse.
Exactly. Let
That's
her
right.
fly.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Goodness gracious. But by the way, one last tip from you. So the presidential debate a week from now, here's a simple way you can help the Harris Walls. Organize a watch party for family, friends, and neighbors. Doesn't have to be a big to-do. Order pizza. Sign folks up to volunteer. That's it. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've already seen at the DNC the level of enthusiasm, and that's showing up in polling. Like, Democratic enthusiasm is through the roof, right?
And look, I think that there are a lot of folks out there who want to get involved in this election, but they might be intimidated by it. They might say, I don't know enough about politics. I don't know enough about the issues. You don't have to. You don't have to. Here's what you do. Invite 8 or 9 people over to your home for a watch party. Order that pizza. Ask them to sign up at KamalaHarris.com to volunteer, and you're done.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm getting
you don't have to do anything else.
I'm getting a garbage bag size of popcorn. I'm just going to... For every time she
eviscerates. I'm having edibles that night.
Yeah.
Charlotte, please come back early and often, won't you? Oh, my God. I'm so excited we finally got to meet you, and I hope you'll come back often.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will.
Oh, ma'am, he's so polite. She's so polite. Yes, ma'am. Goodness gracious, I'll be back. Come to our veranda anytime.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Love you, Charlotte.
Love you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, thank you.
She's just pure good.
Yes, she is.
All right, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of pure good, Credo Mobile.
Credo!
Right? Is that new?
That's new.
Okay. Well, it's exciting because they're the nation's only progressive phone company, right? A lot of times you think, I'm a teeny, teeny, tiny, tiny person.
Teeny,
a little speck in the world.
Teeny,
I can't do nothing. It's not true. It's not true. You can.
Why
you can be
weird?
Like,
I don't know.
I've had a week.
It's Listen, Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. I don't know what day it is.
I know. I don't know who I am or where I am. I'm not vice presidential candidate. What was his name? Stockton? Who am I? Why am I here?
Admiral Stockdale.
Right, that's that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. My point is, I know phone companies, and Credo Mobile they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits. They are your phone company. They share your values. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on phones, great customer service, and switching is so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. And for back to school, they'll give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring your phone to them. Credo will donate $50 also to Donors Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. How great is that? CredoMobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
It's a new year and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's
almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Well, Bob Woodward, you know, ever since All the President's Men, along with Carl Bernstein, they basically blew the cover off of the Watergate scandal.
That's right, with Deep Throat.
And that's a great movie, by the way.
Deep Throat? I saw that.
No, I meant All the President's Men, but thank you for that. All right.
Linda Lovelace was a great performer.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
When you call me, you can call me out. Call me out.
That'd be the nicest thing I get called all day.
Well.
As if this week is not cattywampus enough, tomorrow, John Fugelsang, because it's a sexy liberal week, he flies to Portland Friday. Mm-hmm. Frangel and I fly Saturday, so Frangel will be on Friday like usual.
Right. Dana will be on tomorrow.
Dana Goldberg tomorrow. Okay. There
Stephen
we go.
Beschloss on Friday as well.
Yeah, we got him back.
Love him. Okay. As I do Dave in Minneapolis. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Mama. Say a couple things. First of all, why are we surprised by Donald Trump's behavior? He does not know what's sacred. He does not have any idea what sacred and holy is. He is about as far removed from that. As can be. I'm sure if you went near a baptismal font, they would reach up and slap him.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably, he's so out of touch. And about anything that matters to people that has some sensitivity, he doesn't. But on a lighter note, I just want to say I am now the retired official openly gay Lutheran pastor of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I had.
Are you going to spend more time shuffling around the Harmar now? Like an old.
Oh, yeah, it's great there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's close to the state Yeah, it's close to the State Fairgrounds where I had Peter Todd hot dish on a stick as I could dip it in mushroom sauce.
Oh, my God. Why do you put a pork chop on a stick? Can you explain?
It's easier to eat.
Can't you just hold the boned part?
This isn't a, honey, this is not a pork chop on a stick. This is actual, a casserole that they have somehow coated and then deep fried, and then you get to dip it in mushroom soup.
Wow. I had a heart attack just listening to that. Okay.
That sounds good. With the mushroom soup part? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we always end up...
Yet.
We always talk end up talking hot dish with Dave.
Because he's the hot dish master.
Okay.
There you go, then.
The Harmer.
Okay, Donald, Malcolm Nance, next.
There you go.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A big endorsement for the head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party. Ben Wickler is running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. Now he has the support of the highest Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer. Schumer called Wickler a tenacious organizer and proven fundraiser. This month, there are candidate forums for the people vying to run the party's National Committee. Those forums will include Wickler and the early frontrunner, the leader of the Democratic Party in Minnesota, Ken Martin. The election is February 1st. And St. Mary's Hospital here in Madison had their first baby of the new year, born just minutes after midnight. Jack Davis was born at 12:03 a.m. on New Year's Day. His parents live in the Milwaukee area, and they drove all the way to Madison so they could have the same provider that they did for their first son's birth. Little Jack was over a week early at almost 8 pounds and will soon go home to his big brother. And when people bite off more than they can chew when it comes to exotic animals, there are only a few places they can surrender them. That makes exotic pet rescues vital for Wisconsin. Here's Lisa Hale.
What happens when someone can no longer care for an exotic pet, like a lizard, a bird, fish, or insect? Traditional shelters aren't equipped to care for them. Releasing them into the wild is dangerous for the animals and for the environment. John Moyles is the director of J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue in Neenah.
You know, like you get a goldfish at the carnival, you know, you don't know what to do with it. And then, you know, if it weren't for us, you wouldn't really have a place to go with that goldfish. And you might think that, you know, dumping it into the lake or a river might be a good option. But those animals can actually thrive in our native waters and then will outcompete native animals by becoming an invasive species.
J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue is the largest exotic pet rescue in Wisconsin. They took in more than 1,900 animals last year. They expect their final number for 2024 to be even higher. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. But with winds becoming feisty out of the northwest, it's creating wind chills. And feeling sub-zero by tomorrow morning. We do have a bright and beautiful day on tap, but with highs in the teens, it'll be feeling more like the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 20 degrees.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Jimmy Kay will be in for Rocker.
And we'll get to some of the stories we missed on Thursday.
Join us first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
This is in the ad council.
think if you can look at the last few months of his presidency, you'd suggest that that's the kind of thing you might see, that he would not have the generals around him as he did last time, people of judgment and experience offering advice, and in some cases restraining his impulses. Instead, he would have people around him encouraging his impulses and perhaps adding to them. And I'm afraid you'd find the nation more divided. Look, our nation doesn't need to be divided right now. A campaign based on anger and hate may win at the ballot box temporarily, but it tears the country apart.
Oh, dear. Where are we on the Mitt Romney outrage meter? Are we? Yeah. I think we're above appalled.
I think so. Yeah.
Has he endorsed Kamala Harris yet? Otherwise, he can shut the up. How about that?
I don't believe he has.
Does Mittens have more thoughts? Yes, why not? Sure.
The other day, the president, former president, said that we are a greater threat for what is within. I think that was, in some respects, a self-own, because what's within, if he were to become elected president again, is a campaign of retribution and anger and hate. That's not what America's based on. America was based on the idea of in God we trust and united we stand. Divided, we fall. Divided nation is not the nation America is intended to be.
Right, and therefore I endorse Kamala Harris.
Exactly.
No, he didn't say that.
You can do
it.
He
should.
Come on.
He didn't say that.
He can do it. He's capable of it.
Okay, you know who is capable? Yeah.
We can dance if we want to. If we don't, somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance. Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, that's the Malcolm Nance. It's the Malcolm Nance. Well, that's the Malcolm Nance.
Hiya, Malcolm. Hi, sailor.
Why, hello. What's going on?
You know, we talked about this, I believe, you and I last week, but I brought my Arlington Cemetery pass to see my mom and my dad, and we just had Charlotte Clymer on, who, you know, this beautiful thread about how reverently,
yes, she did.
You know, the troops treat the remains of their fallen comrades, and, you know, he always doubles and triples down, right? Blames the Gold Star families, blames the Biden administration, says he was set up. And I love this. Donald Trump now says he was at Arlington to celebrate the anniversary of the soldiers' deaths.
Yes.
What is wrong with him, Malcolm?
Well, first, let me just start by saying Charlotte Clymer's tweet thread where she told everyone she was a soldier who used to do burials at Arlington Cemetery was one of the best things I've read.
Yeah.
And it was fulfilling. It was heartfelt. It was beautiful. And I wrote right back to her immediately. I tweeted right back and thanked her for her service, because, you know, it's very hard being a soldier assigned to Arlington Cemetery, because you're working every day. You have to maintain incredible polish, and you're not a toy soldier. You are the representatives who transport the honor of the nation with that burial. And I've been there a few
times when they hand the flag to your love to my mom, a grateful nation thanks you. That's what it's all about.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. And it's very, very important that we understand the basis of the reverence and the solemnness of that cemetery. You know, on the morning of 9/11, when I was at the Pentagon after the attack, they thought a second aircraft was coming. We had to leave the Pentagon grounds and go up into the southwest corner of the cemetery.
Yeah.
So it was a refuge for us on that morning. So with all of that said, Donald Trump is out of his goddamn mind. I mean, he just comes up there. I don't understand how people who were in the military can view any of this as him being a patriot or him being, you know, serving the families.
Who uses the word celebrate? You don't celebrate someone's death. Like, he doesn't speak like a human, even. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, look, you know, my wife's buried in a national cemetery. There's virtually no talking there, except for, you know, every once in a while somebody might be whispering to their loved one who's buried there. You don't hear people having discussions, much less photo ops, smiling, thumbs up. It's disgusting. It's not for the family to take that photograph. You're standing on three graves behind you. There is virtually no gap, maybe 2 feet between graves. So it's disgusting. It's disgraceful. But how many times can we say this about him?
Yeah.
He has no honor. He has no sense of honor. And he really doesn't love the troops. He wraps himself in a flag. But what he really does is he views us like little lead toy soldiers and their graves that can be, you know, brought out and literally pushed aside a military officer who was part of the staff. Then when she objected, the campaign came out and said she was mentally ill.
Yeah,
what's
I know.
What's wrong with him?
It is amazing
Every
to me.
Every person needs to shout that down.
Yeah, I'm still amazed. They literally can make any story 10 times worse by, you know, a 24-hour news cycle. I mean, seriously, they've said 10 even more despicable things since this happened. Yeah, I mean, and Charlotte made a good point. Malcolm, she was saying that even her Republican friends are disgusted by this, as it should be. She said this is not partisan. I mean, I was just, you know, thinking about how our dialogue has gotten. There was a maggot on, I think, because I've talked about this, because I just interred my mom there with my dad. And so some maggot's like, why is Stephanie's dad buried there? He didn't even become vice president. Like, he served in World War II. He was a Nuremberg prosecutor. Right. Like, F you. But it's like, this is what his party has become.
Yeah.
Right? It's just, I mean, Trump used this thing again to slam, I don't know, Gold Star families, say he was celebrating it. Also, and then he went on to say Kamala lied about McDonald's, that she worked at McDonald's. No, she didn't.
What the?
But it's like, it's just this.
McDonald's.
They're just, it's not only small ball, it's just always mean and petty and just, you know, anyway.
You know, it's desperate, and they were saying just this morning on Morning Joe, the attacks are just starting.
Yeah.
He's going for vitriol. He's going to try to tear apart one individual at a time, the coalition that is building her. Mm-hmm. And he is quintupled down, all right, that he believes hate, negative statements and appealing to the white supremacist base that follow him is going to be his salvation. And let's be honest, people, he only has to do it, you know, to the tune of about 44,000 or 45,000 people, which was the margin that Joe Biden won in 2020. She could get 100 million votes this year. I wouldn't be surprised if she was on track to bring it up from 81 to 100 million. But if it's not in those strategic places that the Electoral College has now put into play to where popular being the actual winner of a Democratic election no longer matters, then we're going to be in very serious trouble, because this election is about the existential question of, do you want the American democracy to exist after November 5th?
Yeah.
And if we lose, the question is, no, we don't want it. We want a dictatorship.
I mean, you are correct, Malcolm. The Electoral College is so this year more than ever to go a convicted felon, rapist, traitor to this country who tried to overthrow the United States government because of three states, you know, it could defeat the sitting vice president of the United States. When people say, oh, she's not qualified, I'm like, who is qualified? Right? Attorney general, senator, vice president. Like, really? It's just the fact that this could even be close, I know, is profoundly depressing to a lot of us, right?
Well, it just shows the nature of the rot. And the greatest part of the rot is the question of the fact that the Electoral College can actually be superseded by this movement to not certify the votes and throw it to the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
You know what? Between you and me, and I don't know who would ever consider that legitimate if it happened. I know I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that as a person who's dedicated his life, my family's life for 152 years, to defending this nation. We are coming to the point of breakdown.
Yeah.
And they deliberately broke this down.
Yeah.
This is what Trump's corruption is. It's to turn everything to his own advantage. And he has people that are willing, I'm sorry to say, are willing to kill over this.
Well, this brings me to the scariest story ever written. by Malcolm Nance.
Oh, God.
Shouty, shouty, come on. Although I feel like we need more shouty, because when Mitt Romney warns, it sounds like he's, you know, complaining that his amuse-bouche is a substandard temperature at the Deerfield Country Club. When you say it, you just wrote a piece, Trump Wins, a Start of the Second American Civil War You Didn't Consider. Malcolm, you said, sorry to spoil all the joy. My job is to warn you of threats that may emerge should things go poorly on November 5th. This stack may be the single most serious, sober analysis I've ever written. It's the Liberty Bell peeling and right about to crack. I have frightened myself silly just by writing. Okay, if you scared the out of yourself, imagine what this did to me. I just had a home invasion. All right, go ahead.
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. And, you know, I mean, I'd marry you, but what's the use of having dead bodies all over your front yard? You know? you got big fuzzy dogs, you scare them off.
That'd be a different story. They just sent me the police report. That'd be a different story. Here's what has happened. I have a sailor here who is a spy. And he killed both of them with his little finger. I'm sorry, we didn't.
You know, okay. Moving on. Yeah, my Substack story, which, you know, we have all this hope and joy going on, and I think it's awesome. And we need to, hey, like they said in Chicago, right? All gas, no brakes from here out.
Yep.
We are pushing everything. But I have to warn you, there is a consequence here. No one in media is talking about this. I touched on it last week. If Trump wins, which he's now, I'm seeing them really pushing the mass deportation thing. The news media is not even asking questions deporting 12 million undocumented immigrants and their family members, and quite possibly forcing Americans to go with them, including veterans.
Yeah.
Those people have access to weapons.
Yeah.
Those people will not allow you to hunt them on the street or hunt them in their homes or hunt them with gangs of militiamen who will be self-deputized and deputized by a Trump White House to hunt other people here and put them into camps. There will be battles all across this country just on the premise. It won't scare them. These people will defend their wives and kids. And then other Americans who are against this will defend them.
Aye.
This is not something, why this is not being discussed on MSNBC. It's part of Project 2025, but it's the first major item of Agenda 47, his own platform.
Yeah.
Could lead this country to the brink, not the brink, into civil war by this pleasant thought they have of hunting down their undocumented neighbors who are dropping $6 trillion into social or $6 billion into Social Security every year in services they don't get.
Yep.
Pro tip, do not read Malcolm's Substack right before bed when you've had a home invasion. Member FDIC, some settling may occur. Okay. Literally everything is at stake, as you say, Malcolm. I mean, I loved what somebody said, you know, if you don't want to live in The Handmaid's Tale but want to be able to read the book, vote for Kamala Harris. But noted Russian asset Tucker Carlson fawned over Daryl Cooper recently, who he described as the best and most honest popular historian in the United States. The interview in which Cooper identified Winston Churchill as the chief villain of World War II.
What?
Yep.
And appeared to argue the Holocaust was an accident.
Guys said it was an accident because those super efficient Germans were unprepared to take millions of Russian prisoners, so it was just better to execute them. He literally said that. The very words were said by that man. What is wrong with the right wing now? They're crazy. They adore murder. They are adoring the concept of genocidal fascism. And these people are theoretically Americans. If this had been said 20 years ago, he would have been smacked in the face. But now we have Tucker Carlson advocating this, advocating Putin love, advocating attacks on their own fellow American citizens. I'm telling you, y'all better get out the vote.
Yeah.
Or this stuff is going, look, 63 days. ticking down quite possibly to the end of the American Republic, people.
Yeah. We had George Conway on for the first time, and he didn't realize till the end of the interview who my dad was. And I said, yeah, my dad was a Nuremberg prosecutor. I'm just automatically on the side without the Nazis. You know.
Roger that.
Quickly, I was going to say, we obviously just had this, horrific killing of the hostages. The U.S. has charged Hamas leader and other militants in connection with the October 7th massacre. You know, we all saw this heartbreaking speech by, the hostage parents at the DNC. Give me cut 12. This is Anderson Cooper.
Rachel, yesterday at the funeral, said that she hopes that Hirsch's death will be what she called a turning point in this horrible situation. And John said maybe, just maybe, your death, meaning Hirsch's death, is the stone, the fuel that will bring home the remaining 101 hostages. Do you think that's possible? Do you feel like something may be different now for Omer and the others?
You know, it's not a clear path. We're seeing still many challenges in the region. We're seeing a prime minister that is not willing to make the compromises needed to reach a deal to bring our son and the other hostages back.
Yep. You see hundreds of thousands in the streets in Tel Aviv protesting Netanyahu. I mean, just give us your take on where we are in this horrifying situation.
Okay, well, right from the start, before everybody starts saying Netanyahu is responsible here, the only people that are responsible for the death of the hostages are the terrorists who took them. Terrorists. Now, you can segregate your politics. I don't like Netanyahu. I don't like how he carried out this war. But by God, the people who started this are the terrorists. The people who executed 6 innocent people, made them do videos before they knelt them down and shot them in the head multiple times. Be advised, there is a video of all of their executions out there.
Yeah.
All right? We don't have to look. These people are pawns in a geopolitical game in which one side spent billions of dollars to build terrorist tunnels to hide, which is how these hostages were killed. They saw the Israeli army approaching their position, knelt them down, and shot each one of them in the head. 2 women, 4 men, including an American citizen.
Yeah.
If you cannot agree that that is unacceptable, then you know what? You're siding with the terrorists. And we have kids now going back to school at Columbia now, right? White kids wearing kufiyas supporting these terrorists. Y'all need to recalibrate yourself. Oh, by the way, same kids now all hate Kamala Harris, right? Somebody needs to understand here that you don't support terrorists and then you don't root for the end of American democracy in the same sentence.
One of the things that struck me was the hostage parents speaking out for Palestinian people during their speech as well. And I just think you don't have a partner for a two-state solution in Netanyahu or Hamas. And I agree with you, Hamas is our terrorist, period, you know. But it just, it just gets more, you think it can't get more heartbreaking, and it does.
When I went to Kfar Aza, I stood in the house that was burned to the ground where both the husband and wife were executed. And the woman was one of the biggest pro-Palestine activists. And she had just built a center for autistic children and children with mental health issues from Gaza to come over to Israel to be treated. And it was the construction workers that turned her in and had her killed.
I'm sorry. I'm way long, as I always am with you, because I love you. I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Yeah,
thanks,
don't
Malcolm.
Get robbed again.
All right. All right. 53 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Why? Because
remember to
I
turn
forgot
it on.
To turn it on.
Yes, exactly.
That seems to be key in this whole equation. But I am a walking unsolicited testimonial now for Simply Safe. Simply Safe Home Security, 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. I just, did that all on my own because I forgot to turn it on. Okay, don't do that. Get Simply Safe. Get LiveGuard technology. No long-term contracts or cancellation fees. Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. Simply Safe, named best home security system by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Don't be diddling with other companies. Don't do it. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimplySafe.
You just blew my mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Coffee with Carlos Alzeraqui next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Jimmy Kay will be in for Rocker.
And we'll get to some of the stories we missed on Thursday.
Join us first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in New Orleans providing the latest update into the New Year's Day terror attack. They say 14 people were killed after a man drove a pickup truck down Bourbon Street. The FBI's Deputy Assistant Director, Christopher Reyes, said,
"This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act."
He says they are surging resources to the area to continue the investigation as questions continue in New Orleans, says ABC's Whit Johnson.
Now, growing questions about security and why bollards and barricades were not properly set up. Officials say after multiple malfunctions, they were in the process of being replaced. Patrol cars were instead meant to block traffic. A tragic failure as the suspect was able to drive on the sidewalk.
The investigation continues into whether there was a connection between this and the explosion at a Trump hotel in Las Vegas. This is ABC News.
Local